From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. There is growing evidence that most Americans and even Cuban Americans support closer ties with communist Cuba. A new survey by Florida International University confirms that trend. But WLRN Miami Herald reporter Tim Padgett tells us the polls won't likely change policy.
Today's poll is Florida International University's 11th survey of Miami Cuban Americans since 1991. Back then, 87% supported keeping the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba in place. This time, 52% said the embargo should be dropped. Almost 70% favor lifting all bans against U.S. travel to the island. The FIU poll reflects a widening gap between younger, more moderate Cuban Americans and older, more hardline Cuban exiles. Moderates believe aiding Cuba's growing number of private entrepreneurs is a more effective way of undermining the Castro dictatorship. But a slim majority of registered voters in Miami's Cuban community still back the embargo. That gives hardliners in Washington leverage over the Obama administration. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.
FIU questioned 1,000 Cuban Americans in Miami-Dade for the poll. You can read more of Tim Padgett's coverage of Latin America at WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.